Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing that a man who scammed a woman out of almost $500,000 has been sentenced to 35 years in prison. Amit Banwala Singh will be eligible for parole after 14 years.
Financial scams like this one are not victimless crimes. They are calculated efforts to create panic and exploit trust. This sentence reflects the seriousness of the harm caused and our commitment to holding those who target seniors in our community fully accountable.
Banwala Singh had previously been found guilty of exploitation of an elderly person and attempt to obtain money under false pretense. He and the fraud group he worked with sent a 64-year-old woman a false Amazon text, which led the group to impersonate federal agents investigating the woman for money laundering. Over the course of three instances, the victim lost nearly $500,000. The DA's office prosecuted the case after Reno Police Department's Financial Crimes Unit investigated the matter in a joint operation with Truckee Police Department and the U.S. Secret Service. At sentencing, the state emphasized the pervasiveness of similar scams in this community and beyond, the irreparable harm done to the victim and her family, and the defendant's complete lack of remorse or sympathy. The Honorable David Hardy presided and imposed the sentence. Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks does remind the public to remain vigilant, particularly when receiving unsolicited calls, texts, or emails. Scammers often create a false sense of urgency or opportunity to pressure victims into acting quickly. Community members, and especially seniors, are encouraged to pause before responding, avoid clicking on any unknown links or attachments, and make sure to independently verify any claims by contacting the organization directly through their official website or trusted phone numbers. No legitimate agency or business will request sensitive personal or financial information through unsolicited communications. Taking a moment to slow down, question unexpected messages, and consult with a trusted family member or advisor can make all the difference in preventing these costly and deeply personal crimes.